Welcome to The Nerdy Nonprofit. The Nerdy Nonprofit explores the intersection of technology, humanity, and nonprofit life. I'm David Carnes.
I'm Lisa Hurst Carnes. Wow, we're saying our last names today.
Yeah, we're much more official this time around.
Well, today we're going to talk about priorities and social media. So a couple of months ago, we were at a conference and I got to talk to a lot of nonprofit folks. And I consistently heard over and over again that day that, oh, we have so much to do. There's just so many things to choose from. Technology, there's something new right around the corner all the time. How do we do it all? We can't do it all. For one, we've got like five people. We're doing 50 things. You know, we're wearing 50 different hats. How do we choose what to do?
Mm-hmm. You got to find that low-hanging fruit. The stuff that's going to be easy and most impactful.
Right. So we're going to talk about that today. And first, we're going to kick things off by hearing from a couple of people that we talked to. What do you think the biggest challenges are for nonprofits these days?
Oh, man. I mean, I think there are like the age-old challenges that probably always have existed and always will, which is time and resources, mm-hmm. and never having enough of either.
Yeah.
And particularly in communications, there's always more you can be doing. There's always a new technology.
It's never done.
Yeah, it's never done, right? So coming to conferences is really important and learning about things. And I think a challenge that we've really tried to tackle is prioritizing. So what is a priority? You know, we can't do it all. So is it video? Is it podcasting? Is it Snapchat? You know, how does that work? And being very clear about what we can do and what we won't do.
Right.
So making a list of how we make our decisions and making that protocol. So it's very easy to say, to wash our hands of something and say, nope, it's not for us.
I actually had some good thoughts on this during the last session I was at here at the conference, which was about content strategy for the website, is being able to choose the right tools that fit with what's going to help us deliver our mission, and kind of always going back to that, because there's so much available in technology right now,
right.
And it can be very overwhelming, I guess, to you know, think, all right, do we need to be on every social media platform? You know, where's the best fit, you know, for our audience and mm-hmm. for delivering our mission? So I think kind of getting through the noise and figuring out what works best for your organization is definitely a challenge, but a good challenge.
I agree, and there's always a new one coming up the avenue. I think last year, after South by Southwest Interactive, then everybody was talking, oh, Meerkat's going to be the next thing.
Right?
And then, you know, we jumped on that, and then it went away. So just, you know, staying open to new technologies, but say no.
Right. Yeah, just knowing when it's the right fit. And even thinking like virtual reality, everyone's talking about that now. I'm like, that doesn't seem like something that would really work for us, but you never know. It helps
to
look into
it. The Girl Scouts will be hiking,
right.
just putting in a little VR set.
You're not actually going to be at camp. You'll just be looking at camp.
Right. Yeah.
So we're back, and Lisa right now is wearing her Oculus Rift. I've got my Magic Leap VR glasses on.
Up over the roller coaster.
Exactly. So we're sampling that, but you know, I think that they raise, you know, great points. Obviously, there's mm-hmm. just, you know, so many options, so many mm-hmm. new technologies to explore, so much on social media, so much, you know, in general, the pace of our life is going
right.
Just faster and faster.
Mm-hmm. Continues to get faster.
So, Lisa, when you're working with folks and kind of helping them navigate the forest here, what are some of the things you do to kind of help clear path?
Well, I can kind of narrow it down to about five steps. And we'll have an exercise that goes along with this that people can kind of take part in and download when
so
when,
there's
once
a com-
you listen to this.
There's a companion web page or
there
something.
There is, yeah.
Okay, great. So we'll set that up.
So think about it. Who is your audience? And it doesn't matter who I'm meeting with. Every person that I've ever met with says, oh, we're really different because we have more than one audience. We have like four audiences. We're really different. But you're not that different, because I always hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear that mm-hmm. from everyone. So So I would look at step one, who's your audience? Or who are your audiences? You know, you may have many. So for the average nonprofits, it could be like the people you serve.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, you want to reach out to those people that you're, you know, you're providing services. Who are you trying to help?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have volunteers? Do you have a volunteer base? Do you have people that help serve those people? That's yep. another audience. Mm-hmm. Audience. We're up to two audiences.
Okay,
keep going. If you're counting along.
Keep going.
You've got the donors. Oh, mm-hmm. all those people that are writing the checks and keeping you afloat. The donors are very important. You've mm-hmm. got, there we're up to three. We've got your board members, your staff, you know, people that are really, you know, part of your organization and really need a certain type of message.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
mm-hmm.
up to four there. And then, of course, you have, like, you know, the general population of the general public that you want to reach out to. You want them to know what you do.
Mm-hmm. And the media.
The obviously. Media, we can keep mm-hmm. on going.
We keep going.
We can keep on going.
But one other audience, too, that I always like to think about, since I come at it from a more technical perspective,
yeah.
are the robots.
Oh, of right? course.
The
yes.
bots, the search engines, the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would be, you know, that's an interesting way to think about, you know, the bots as an audience. Because, you know, when I first started doing this, or even just marketing or SEO, that's all we thought about. That's mm-hmm. all we thought about.
Meta tagging, getting
yeah,
all of that.
Just really yeah. concerned with the search engine robots. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you didn't really even think about, like, the actual person, the human being. So I like this flip of really thinking about our audiences.
Well, and that's another, you know, aspect of the rise of social media and how mm-hmm. things have evolved and continue to change.
Right.
Now those bots are so sophisticated, though, they are watching the activities.
Yeah.
The social media, all
yep.
those different channels to see, you know.
Right. Well, social media, those signals definitely influence your visibility and organic search. And you know, and obviously, if somebody hears you, your overall visibility, if they're just seeing you on, you know, so many different channels, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, promoting yourself.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the audiences.
So let's get back to the path. So we determine
yeah.
the audience. Is that really step one?
Yeah. Determine your audiences. It really, you know, kind of look at it. So you'd have, we just rattled off the people that you serve, those people that help you serve those people, you know,
mm-hmm.
your volunteers. Your community base,
mm-hmm.
your board members, your donors, and the general population. Let's just leave it with that.
Okay.
Because we could, like I said, we could go on and on. All right. So that was step one. You know, think about your primary and secondary audiences. So
mm-hmm.
take a moment. Maybe you want to pause this, or maybe you want to just listen all the whole way through and then do it at the end. At any rate, make a list of those audiences. So once you do that, this is kind of a fun exercise, or maybe I'm just kind of a weird geek and I think this is fun, but do a kind of a mini persona for each. And what I mean by that is really attach a person to each one of those audiences. So let's say that we have a volunteer. Give me an organization that we can do this for, kind of in just giving an example.
Okay, so let's pick one that we've done some work with, say like Hunger Solutions.
All right, so Hunger Solutions, that's a great example. So, you know, somebody from Hunger Solutions that might be a person that they're trying to reach, their primary audience is somebody that's food insecure. So especially during the summer, this is a really good one to talk about because now all the children are out of school and, you know, kids that may have gotten free lunches and free breakfast during school, there's a tremendous need during the summer months. So their primary audience might be, a single mom. And let's call her Jenny. And she's, you know, 32 years old. She's got, you know, three kids and she's trying to make ends meet and, you know, working during the summer months. Her kids are old enough to stay home alone, but they just, you know, they're kind of on their own during the day.
And so developing this persona helps you to really put a face to that audience and be able to direct the content and also help choose the channels, right?
Right. I mean, so where's Jenny? Where does she, you know, is she on Facebook? Is she on Instagram? Where is she? So is she on Pinterest? Well, how is she even, you know, surfing the web?
So
is she using her phone?
So that's kind of the next step in that path then
yeah.
is you establish the persona and then you figure out the channels that they're going to, where they're going to be present.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing to note about the channels where they're going to be present, how are they present there? it's fine to say, yeah, I'm kind of getting into step three here, but how do they use those mm-hmm. channels? So if they're on, let's say that Jenny, we're going back to Jenny, and she's on Facebook, how does she use Facebook? Does she use Facebook to basically kind of keep up with friends and family? Or is she using Facebook to monitor news and trends? Is that how she gets her news?
I think more and more people these days are.
I was talking to somebody just like a week ago. I don't even recall. It was a client, and I was asking him how do you get your news or something, and he was like, "Oh, I usually just see it on Facebook." And I thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. We're hearing that more and more. Mm-hmm. So, how the person uses that social media channel will help you kind of craft your message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that message then that ties back into step four, which I think relates to the overall objectives or goals
for
your nonprofit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
how
you
are
wanna...
you trying to help them? How
exactly.
are you trying to serve that audience? Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's say Jenny sees, oh, this is Hunger Solutions. Oh, I see them on Facebook. I didn't realize that I could get, a SNAP card, and that's good at the farmer's market. You mm-hmm. mean I can go to the farmer's market with my kid and have SNAP and be able to buy, fresh produce? I had no idea that this was out there. Mm-hmm. So making sure that your message resonates with your audience and it's on the channel that they're using.
So that kind of helps to guide people, to help them choose the right kind of areas of social media mm-hmm. or digital media in general to invest in.
Yeah.
Really those areas that their audience are, those places, those watering holes where they are, kind of gathered. This
like
is a digital anthropology, right? You're
going to
go where the villages are,
right?
In those digital lakes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we see that all the time, where people kind of pick the most popular channels,
or the ones they're comfortable with.
Exactly. We just actually had that come up with a client that picked a channel. It picked Facebook, and this wasn't a nonprofit. It was a business, and it was like, that's really strange that your people don't want, in fact, it's kind of a turnoff to see this, a company like this on Facebook because it's so, it's kind of just like advertising.
Yeah.
There's nothing,
It
doesn't seem sincere and there's nothing of value at mm-hmm. that point. You just are turned off mm-hmm. to it. So it's like equivalent to having a really poorly done landing page where somebody just bounces away immediately because
right.
it's a turnoff.
Right. So I wanted to react a little bit then tying in. That's kind of steps four and five there, right, the audience and the goals.
Right.
Tying that back into some of the comments that Emily and Sarah made, the change, trying to keep up to pace. I recently am reading a book right now by Kevin Kelly, who's one of the founders of Wired Magazine.
Right.
He's started some really interesting foundations, mm-hmm. done some great work, actually famous in China. They credit him with inventing the internet.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's cool.
So this book, and he's a futurist, you'd guess, right, with
right.
the work he's done with Wired. But this book is called The Inevitable.
Uh-huh.
And it's about some of the technologies that are just, kind of burbling, kind of coming up, that we're all kind of hearing buzz about AI, VR, different things that are happening. But one of the points he makes, which I think is absolutely valid, is with the pace of change happening now, we're all newbies. We're all perpetual newbies. And the main skill to really cultivate in being effective is the ability to learn. And
absolutely.
To be comfortable with being new and maybe not exactly sure how the technology works because everybody's new to it because it gets patched and updated every week.
Right.
So yeah. You have to just know that that's part of the, part of something we need to be comfortable with.
That's funny because that really ties back to just how we operate at ArcStone. When we're meeting new people or interviewing people, it's like, are you curious? Are you a constant learner?
Mm-hmm.
Are you somebody that's just really comfortable with that and just likes that and needs that in your life? Or do you get kind of flustered and feel uncomfortable with that change
mm-hmm.
and having to learn something new all the time?
So overall theme of this this particular podcast.
Change is good.
It's coming. It's inevitable.
And the podcast episode has changed.
Yeah.
No. You know, just really being okay with the change and.
Mm-hmm. And that there is a process there, and these processes in general are true principles in terms of identifying audience, figuring out where they are, you know, and how those align with your goals, those
right.
steps, you know, 1 through 5.
Right.
And they will be on a web page, which will be posted, hopefully, obviously, with the link to this podcast.
Yes.
So you'll be able to get at that. I think those principles will apply regardless of the technology.
Oh, it's a fun exercise, too, I think. Just even if you really feel like you have your social media channels dialed in, it doesn't ever hurt to take a step back and kind of reassess things. And you probably will gain a little bit of insight at the very least. So.
Okay. Well, I think that just about wraps us up in terms of time here. So I once again, I'm David Carnes with ArcStone. And the lovely Miss Lisa.
I'm Lisa Hurst-Carnes, and thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks. Ciao.